Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, day after day after day, we have the opportunity to sit and to visit with you by reading your Word and studying what you have us to know about you and your Son Jesus and your ways and the ways that you want us to be in this world. So once again, as we study this book of Esther, I pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth just the way that you said he would. And we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Third Day, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 5 and verse 1. The fasting of food and drink had begun by the Jewish people throughout the Persian Empire. All who participated were denying themselves on behalf of Queen Esther, who was to make an uninvited appearance before King Ahasuerus, and her life might be in jeopardy because of it. In chapter 5 and verse 1 of the book of Esther, we begin to see what happened when Esther finally appeared. We read, "Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house." The verse begins, "Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel." As we use our imaginations to place ourselves within Esther's shoes, we might think about this moment. For 3 days, she and her people had been fasting, and now the time for her to make her move had finally come. We imagine as she woke up that day, or perhaps she didn't sleep the night before, and now she must lay aside her fasting clothes and put on her royal apparel. We can think about her mood, her thoughts, and her anxiousness as she may be dressing for her final breath. This must have been a daunting and yet purposed resolve to ready herself for her fate. The verse continues, "and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house." After dressing in a manner that would likely please her husband, Esther entered the inner court of the king's house, which was located in front of the king's throne. Notice that she stood there. She entered the court, stood in her place, and waited to see what the king would do. She was in full vision of the king, and her anxiousness was probably at its peak at this moment. Finally, the verse concludes, "and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house." We can imagine the king was sitting upon his royal throne in the royal house, which was in front of the gate, where more than likely Mordecai was outside. Perhaps the Jews were still fasting, and now the moment had arrived for which Esther had great concern. What would the king do? Would he lift his royal scepter and save her life, or would she be killed for this uninvited appearance? We shall have to wait until tomorrow's verse to discover what happened to the queen. Next time, we will see King Ahasuerus' reaction to Esther's appearance. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.